There is more to life than what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail. At the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but too much waking. A brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
Come on, Ref. What are you blind? That's got a hockey stick coming out of his ear. Hold him and hit him. Hold him. Grab the guy and hit him. That's it. Come on, baby.
Tony, what are you doing?
I'm ironing. Want bleaching this?
They're jumping all over that guy. Isn't that illegal?
Angel, that's a beer commercial. Would you like a cheese sandwich?
Yeah, thanks. Ooh!
Would you like it grilled?
Don't go in any trouble.
Oh, no trouble. There you go.
At least it isn't wrinkled.
Okay. Okay, now, don't anybody get excited. I think the kid's gonna be all right.
What kid? What do you mean?
What happened? Who's hurt?
Now, don't panic. Don't panic. See, I don't even think there's gonna be a scar.
What scar?
Oh, my God!
Now, there you go, Angela. You see, you panicked.
Sam, what happened?
Don't worry, Dad. I decked him.
You've been fighting again? I thought you said you're gonna be more careful.
I am being careful. I'm not dripping blood on the floor. Me too, Tony.
You too?
You were fighting too?
Yeah, that's how I got wounded.
Oh, my poor baby. Where?
There. No, there. No. Do you think I need stitches?
No, I think a Band-Aid will take care of that, champ. Well, it'll be a big Band-Aid, and maybe two. And if that don't work, it's time for an elbow transplant.
I don't think that's funny.
I'm just entertaining the troops, you know.
I don't really know what happened. I mean, first they were playing, then they were bleeding. I mean, I tried to stop it. Hey, Tony, could you take a look at that, too?
You too, Mona?
Yeah. That Welling kid's tough.
Richard Welling? He's such a nice-looking boy. Not anymore.
What am I going to tell his mother?
Well, what about...
Jonathan, how did this happen? You've never been in a fight before in your life.
I had to, Mom. Sam and Grandma needed me.
Oh, attaboy, Tiger.
I mean, it's, you know, they're good. They're sticking up for one another. You know, all for one for all.
There is never any reason to resort to physical violence.
She has a point. Listen to her, Sam.
But, Dad, he called you a sissy housekeeper.
And then there's times, you know, you gotta draw.
You should have seen it. Gave me all 1-2, just like he taught us.
Oh, I love the way that kid throws.
You've been teaching them to fight?
I taught him a few things, you know, a little self-defense. And I also told him, you never fight unless you have to.
We had to.
They had to. To a good cause, me.
Tony, a 12-year-old boy calling you names is not a good cause. Pearl Harbor, that was a good cause.
Hey, look, Angela, I'm with you. I mean, you don't go around looking for fights, but sometimes you can't run away from them either.
You don't run away, you walk away.
Oh, brother.
Cool it, Sam.
Samantha, you don't go around slugging people. Now, did you try talking to him?
Oh, yeah, I talked to him. I told him his mother was a cow.
You're cruising, kid.
So what was I supposed to do? Stand there and take it?
Sam, it's very simple. You just remove yourself from the situation. You get some space. You give him some space.
I'll give him some space. Right between his teeth.
Well, that's not the way I'm raising my son.
What kind of chicken farm is this?
Hey, that's it, young lady. Outside. Time for some one-on-one. Let's go. Hey, Sam, what's with you? I don't like you talking that way to Mrs. Bauer either.
I can't help it, Dad. She's starting to bug me. Walk away. Get control. Just remove yourself from the problem. I'll just snap open my little Mary Poppins umbrella and fly off to Goody Goody Land.
Come on, Sam. She just doesn't want to see you fighting, and neither do I.
Whose side are you on?
Hey, hey, I'm always on your side. But she's got a point.
What do we need her for anyway? I mean, we were doing just fine back in New York.
Oh, yeah, we were doing great. Had to take you to school in a Sherman tank. Are you kidding me? That's why we moved here.
So what was I supposed to do? I got mad. Don't people get mad in Connecticut?
Yeah, they get mad in Connecticut. But they do it differently.
Like how?
I don't know. I think they kick their Cadillacs. And they smile a lot. Come on, honey. I know it's a new neighborhood and it's new rules, but you gotta try. No more fighting, okay?
Okay, okay. But it's other stuff, too. I mean, she thinks you could watch basketball without yelling.
I know, I'm working on that one.
She just doesn't understand. I mean, you can't yell, you can't fight. What are you supposed to do for fun?
Oh, come on, Sam, you can have fun. You just gotta keep a lid on it.
I don't have to keep a lid on for her. She's not my mother. You are.
And don't you forget it. Come on, come on. We're trying to get along here, huh? Come on, you want to take it out?
I don't feel like playing.
Jonathan wants to take boxing lessons.
Sure, no problem. Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Forget it. I'll teach him chess or Parcheesi.
Thank you.
Hey, Angela.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I was talking to Sam, and you know she's having some problems.
Well, it's tough to adjust to a new neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And new people, too, you know.
Kids can be rough.
Well, kids aren't the problem.
What is?
Well, it's kind of that Samantha thinks that, Hey, listen, Angela, maybe we could loosen up here a little bit, huh?
We?
One of we.
Me?
That's the one.
You think I'm the problem?
Well, I don't think problem is the word we should be using here.
I'll tell you what the problem is, Tony. You and your boxing lessons and your hockey games and your macho beer commercials.
Look, Angela, I talked to Sam, and she's going to try to watch the fighting. But here's the thing. Did I ever tell you how terrific you are and how happy I am with this job?
I feel a butt coming on.
No, no, no. No butts. However, let me start by saying that it's not your fault. I mean, you just haven't had our disadvantages.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you know, where we come from, it's wall-to-wall people. I mean, you just don't get some space and get control. I mean, you get mad, you yell, and you throw things.
I know, Tony. I've seen West Side Story. And now you're on my turf.
Yeah, I know. And Sam will try to adjust. But give us some time, huh? And try not to be so... so...
so what?
Inflexible.
Inflexible? I am not inflexible. I have never been inflexible. If there's one thing I cannot tolerate, it's inflexibility.
What are you doing?
Making bees fight.
Let me know who wins.
What's that?
Just a note to my dad. I'm cutting out for a while.
Where are you going?
Do you have to know everything?
Yes.
I'm going to a place where it's okay to stick up for people. My old neighborhood.
Ooh, that's where muggers live.
Oh, what do you know about it? It's a great place. There's always kids around to play games with, like stickball or street hockey. Did you ever fling a rat?
I don't think so.
You get a good dead rat. You tie a string to its tail, then you swing it and you fling it.
Wow, you're lucky. We don't have rats.
And there's guys sleeping right on the street. I mean, you could put bugs on them and they won't even wake up. I'm telling you, Jonathan, it's the best.
Well, see ya.
Wait up, Samantha.
Megafax may sell Noguchi computers.
Well, I'll be darned. Are these your bees?
No, I don't think so.
Good, because it seems like one of them is eating the other.
What? Oh.
No, Mother, it looks more like they're,
friends.
You're right. I've always heard about the birds and the bees, but I've never seen it before.
Do you think we're intruding?
I think that I am going to take them outside. I just saw one of them light up a little cigarette.
Hey, fish all right for dinner?
Fine.
Do you like it broiled or poached?
Whatever. I'm flexible.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry about mouthing off. I'm just worried about Sam. It's not your fault, though.
What's a little my fault? I'm a little inflexible. From now on, I'm a regular Gumby.
Hey, Angela, you're terrific. I'm going to go poach the fish.
Broil it.
What?
It's gratitude for you. I let the little bugger go and he stung me.
Oh, are you okay?
No, dear. I was stung by a bee. Sometimes I worry about her.
Listen, come on upstairs. There's some first aid kit.
What's this? To Dad? Is there a dad around here?
Let me see that. Uh-oh.
What is it? What does it say?
Well, you better let me read it to her. She can't fire me. Dear Dad, don't worry. I just need a little space and a lot of ravioli, your fed-up daughter, Samantha.
P.S. I went to Jonathan L. Bauer.
Samantha's run away and taken Jonathan with her?
All right. Now, it is not the end of the world. Let's not overreact. Oh, I think I'm hyperventilating.
I got an idea.
What are you doing?
Calling Mrs. Rosini.
Who?
My neighbor in the city, Sam Talks Ravioli. That's where she's headed.
To New York?
Yeah, New York.
They went to New York alone, two children?
Oh, wait a minute. Sam knows her way. Don't worry. I mean, you know, she jumps on the commuter from here to Grand Central. She takes the cross-town local to 42nd Street. She jumps on the F train. Or is it the E train? Mrs. Rosini's not there. I'm going.
Well, not without me. You're not, Mother. You stay here in case they call or come back. Loosen up, huh? Think I should loosen up about this?
Well, where do you think she got the advice? Go get some space. Wasn't that you?
Hello?
What? Oh, heavens, are you sure?
What is it?
What is it?
You just won a barbecue.
Hey, watch your mouth. Is that a problem?
This is where you live?
Yeah, right there. Look at all the kids in this neighborhood. Whoa, wait a minute. This belonged to you, lady.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jonathan. Look at you. You're a mess.
Mom, my cockroach on the race. Well, at least he died a winner.
Don't you ever run away like that again. Hi, Dad.
Hi,
Mrs. Bauer.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you're okay, man. And I love you, but boy, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, I figured.
I'll give you a figure. Give me that baseball glove. Give me the glove. Your baseball days are over for at least a month.
Tony!
Hey, Mrs. Rosini.
You got the kids. Good. Don't be too hard on them, Tony. Remember when you was a kid? You got drunk on altar wine and mooned the little sisters a hoe. You were so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, at least I was home on time for dinner, Miss Rosini. Hey, by the way, Miss Rosini, this is my boss, Angela Bauer.
Hello. Very nice to meet you.
What's that? Speak up, honey. I can't hear you.
She says you look much younger than she thought.
Yeah? Stay right there. I'm coming down.
Hey, she hardly ever comes down.
Ooh. Dad, when you said baseball, does that mean softball, too?
Samantha, how could you run away like that and take Jonathan with you?
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't make him come. I mean, I tried to get rid of him. Yeah, she tried to push me out of the train.
What?
It wasn't going yet.
Hey, this is Rosine.
Oh. Is that about chance?
Yes, it certainly is.
You mind? I never hugged a big shot advertising president before. Oh, you feel a little thin. She's not uptight, Samantha. She's just hungry. Nigel, eat good. You're staying for my ravioli. Hmm?
I don't know.
Then it's settled. You'll stay. Come on, kids. You can help me take the plastic off the furniture.
Hey, Miss Rosie, we'll be back in a little while. I'm going to show Angela the neighborhood.
I'll yell when dinner's ready.
And I'm sure we'll hear you.
Oh, it feels great to be back. Taste that air. Hey, see that?
Huh?
That's where Sam was born.
Oh.
Yeah, right there. We live right over Mrs. Bonaducci. Smells from her kitchen on a Sunday morning after Mass. Oh, my own nanny. Hey, then we got rich, and we moved to the west side. We should have stayed where we were, you know. Because there we lived next to the Sosnowski twins. One of them was beating up Sam every day. I would have straightened it out, but every time I called him, he told me he was his brother. How did I know? Maybe he was, huh?
Well, maybe that's why she learned to fight.
Yeah, and tiptoe. I mean, in this neighborhood... In this neighborhood, you gotta do what you gotta do. Oh, you gotta see this. This is Marty's Melody Room. This is Brooklyn's answer to the Connecticut Country Club. It's very exclusive. No wasps allowed. But it's okay, you're with me. Hey, Tommy Pepsi. Billy Fingers. Hey, guys, what do you say? Hi, hey, Joey Mook.
Hey, what do you say, Tony?
How you doing, man?
Mr. Mook? So, this is where you hung out, huh?
Yeah, I practically grew up here. You kidding me? Had my first beer here. Played my first pool here. In fact, there's a room in the back where I first got... drunk.
Right.
I'm stuck.
Tony!
Hey, Teresa. Working days, huh?
Hey, Teresa, that's a greeting. Whatever happened to eight baby cakes?
Not right now, huh?
Baby cakes? So, Tony, who is this?
Teresa, meet Angela. Angela, meet Teresa.
How do you do?
Oh, I get it. You're the one with the white picket fence. I bet Tony told you a lot about me, huh?
Oh, actually, he hasn't mentioned you at all.
Oh? So how's it going up there? You having any fun? Guess not. Guy could hurt himself on those pointy hips.
Pointy hips?
That's it. Come on, let's get out of here.
No. You promised to buy me a drink. Can we order now, miss?
Sure. Let me guess. A pink lady.
That sounds lovely. But I'd much prefer a very dry martini.
Fine. Would you like your olives plain or you want me to stuff them?
Plain will be fine, thank you.
Yeah, and I'll have a beer, okay?
Yeah, sure. Gin on the rocks and draw one.
You got it.
So Tony's working for you, huh?
That's right.
What exactly does he do?
Various things.
Yeah? He used to do various things for me, too, only I didn't have to pay him.
Hey, Teresa, why don't you just go get the drinks, huh?
Lovely girl.
Yeah, well, she sort of let herself go, you know. Hey, try some of these. These are great. Peanuts, pretzels, and Cheez-Os.
Mmm. What are the little black things?
I don't worry about them. They can't eat much.
Martini for the bottles, and beer for the house. Let me get that all over you, Lord and Taylor.
Hey, that's enough.
Hey, I'm just doing my job, all right? Is he any good with the mop?
Very. Yeah, I never heard of a man keeping house. Not a real man.
Hey, Teresa, why don't you just put a lid on it, huh?
Stop, guys. The housekeeper's getting steamed. What you gonna do, plump my pillows? Come on, Tony. Show us what you're made of. Whip out your feather duster.
Teresa.
I think you're right. I think we better go. Tugboat Annie here obviously is trying to bait us, and I just refuse to stoop to her level.
You're so right. Let's go.
Don't you want to finish your drink?
Hey, Teresa, this is my boss. Will you take it easy here?
Why not?
Let's go. To get control and find some space.
Paul?
Oh. Hello, Mrs. Bauer.
Hi, kids. How long have they been here?
Long enough.
At Madison Avenue must be some tough neighborhood.
Kids. I want you to know that what I did here was wrong. I should have reasoned with her. But instead, I lost control and I gave in to my baser emotions and...
You nailed the little twit right in the chops.
Yeah, I guess I did, didn't I?
Angela.
Yeah?
I'm very ashamed of you.
Yeah?
No tennis for about a month, I think. Well, I tell you, you're going to live. But you're not going to need any eyeshadow on that side.
I still can't believe it. My daughter, the bar brawler.
Listen, I've got a landlord who's trying to raise my rent, so what do you say, Bruiser? You think you could lean on him a little?
Now, I'm glad the two of you are amused, but I am discussing a new perfume campaign tomorrow. How am I going to explain this?
Hey, I got it. You tell them you wore some of their junk and you had to fight off a bunch of guys.
That's brilliant!
That's why you pay me the big bucks.